Amen. Thank you, Brother Jarvis. Hallelujah. Well, I love what I'm feeling in the Lord's house this morning. Amen. Blessed in that Sunday school class, Brother Huff. Amen. Heard a lot about this church over in Kentucky in London and never had a chance to come over this way. And hallelujah. I'm encouraged and blessed today. And you know, it's good when you can get together with God's people. Amen. No matter what state you're in. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, my throat was a little rough. Amen. And I don't know exactly why. Amen. Of course, some of my church folks will say it's always rough, Pastor, but we're not going to try to sing. We kind of, you know, that southern cornbread is what we do. And we've got some smooth pudding from Ohio this morning. Amen. My, that was a wonderful, wonderful singing today. And Brother Andrew told me, he said, Dad, the Parkers can sing. Amen. I'm telling you, they can. Amen. And they're blessed. Blessed our souls today, and I couldn't pick the better song to go along with my sermon, so I'm going to leave that in the Lord's hand. How about that today? Amen. Do appreciate the invitation. Amen. The generous offer to come, and thank you for all that you've done and helped us in our stay, and even offering this morning. I'm glad to have my family. That's all my family right over here. Amen. Praise the Lord. But we're glad they're here, and what a beautiful wedding. And you know, Brother Parker, I had 6 months on you because my middle son got married in June, and man, it's tearing me up, even though he lives in Plano still. But you know, it wasn't so bad yesterday, but my prayers are with you, brother. Amen. And tell you what, anytime you want to come to Texas, you come. Praise the Lord, especially if you'll sing. Hallelujah. Amen. If you have your Bibles, I want to look in the book of Isaiah. Isaiah 25, and if you could find that, we want to stand for the reading of the Word. And Brother Huff made reference to Texans, and about all that's true, I guess, Brother Huff. Hallelujah. Amen. Isaiah 25, and then also be looking in Psalms 91 this morning. I'll start in verse 1 of Isaiah 25. O Lord, Thou art my God, and I will exalt Thee. I will praise Thy name, for Thou hast done wonderful things. Thy counsels of old are faithful and true. For Thou hast made of a city a heap, of a defended city a ruin, a palace of strangers to be no city. It shall never be built. Therefore shall the strong people glorify Thee. The city of the terrible nations shall fear Thee. For Thou hast been a strength to the poor, a strength to the needy in his distress, a refuge from the storm, a shadow from the heat, when the blast of the terrible ones is as a storm against the wall. Thou shalt bring down the noise of strangers, as the heat in a dry place, even the heat with the shadow of a cloud. The branch of the terrible ones shall be brought low. And in this mountain shall the Lord of hosts make unto all the people a feast of fat things, a feast of wines on the lees, of fat things full of marrow, of wines on the lees well refined. And he will destroy in this mountain the face of the covering, cast over all the people, and the veil that is spread over all nations. He shall swallow up death and victory. And the Lord shall wipe away tears from off all faces, and the rebuke of his people shall be taken away from off all the earth, for the Lord has spoken. And it shall be said in that day, Lo, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord, and we have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. Hallelujah. Verse number 4 says, He will, in thy strength, you will be a refuge from the storm and a shadow from the heat. Hallelujah. And then in Psalms 91, and I know that's a very special chapter. Amen. To those that have been saved and love the Lord. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I want to preach for a while this morning, living in the reach of the storm, but in the shadow of God. Lord, I pray this morning, God, continue what you've begun in this service. Speak to hearts and lives this morning. And Lord, I pray today before men and women leave that they would be touched of your hand. Holy Spirit of God, move now upon us. Draw us to thee. In the wonderful name of Jesus we pray. For we give you all the glory and the honor in Jesus' wonderful name. Hallelujah. You may be seated. The Lord bless you today. Living in the reach of the storm, but in the shadow of God. Can I ask you this morning, how are you doing? You see, life brings us trouble and life brings us storms today. You know, we look at a storm and we look at how it develops and it comes. And I was born and raised out in the panhandle of West Texas, and out there, you know, there's nothing out there much but a few tumbleweeds and some barbed wire. But you see, the storms began to come together, whether it be a cold front coming in and a warm front coming together. But friend, that's a powerful combination, because thunderstorms develop and what we call tornadoes. Amen. Or I guess they've been called Texas twisters because they happen a lot in Texas. But you know what? It's a wise man that would look out on that horizon and see the clouds building. And believe it or not, you don't have to go to weather school and be a meteorologist. You would learn just by living there what kind of storm's coming. I've heard them say, well, that's a bad looking cloud. Yeah, it is. And we got to pay attention to it, because bad clouds and storms bring bad things to our lives. And you began to watch that. And I remember, you know, I have a lot of stories about a kid growing up in Lubbock there and seeing those tornadoes all around. Hey man, they had some bad tornadoes in the early 70s in Lubbock. But I remember as I was in third grade, and we had a little barrack out behind our school there in elementary. And the teacher left the room, and somebody said something about a storm. And, you know, kids being curious, we opened the door and looked out. And you could see the dark cloud, and you could see a tail starting to come out of that cloud. Tell you what, we was getting anxious. We was getting excited. You know, about that time, the door opened, and in comes my dad. He said, come on, let's get out of here. And we took off and we rushed to the cellar, and we got down in the cellar. That storm tornado never hit the ground, but you never know what a tornado is going to do. And so you always got to make precaution, and you ought to got to take those steps to protect yourself. This morning, never underestimate a storm. We talk about storms in this life that will come and affect us maybe materially, and they could even harm us physically. But this morning, I want to look at the storms that we face in life that affect the very emotion and being of our lives. I want to talk to you about storms today that affect the very spirituality and your very faith in God, that would come against you in such a powerful way that will shake you this morning. Oh, there's a storm out there, church. There's a storm that would come against us and would try to pull us down and destroy us. And so I'm asking you today, how are you doing in the storms of life? This morning, will you say, Brother Goodwin, I'm in the midst of a horrible time, and I face some difficult situations. Some of you would say, you know, preacher, nobody even knows what I'm going through. But today, I am being tossed to and fro by the storms of this old life. And I hear you today, dear friend. Oh, it's not uncommon. Amen. Because life is full of trials and life is full of difficulty. But can I tell you, it's the steps you take to weather the storm that'll make a difference in your life today. It is the steps that you and I will embrace and say, I know where the safety is. I know where my anchor is. I know where my hope is. My hope is in the Lord Jesus Christ today. Oh, in the midst of that storm. We live in the reach of the storm. But how many of you are glad that we can live in the shadow of God, under His protection today? You see, the Lord has called us to trust in Him and to believe in Him. And I'll tell you today, there is a storm. I said there is a storm that is out there, and as people of God, we can come to this understanding that yes, there may be a storm, but we've got to get ready. I guess one of the most dangerous places that you could live today is Oklahoma City. For it seems like over the past years, storm after storm has hit in that area. Amen. And how our prayers go out as you began to read the paper and began to see the devastation. How those people are undigging from all the disaster and the terrible storm that has hit them. But can I tell you, there is strong resolve in people that face hard storms. Brother Jarvis, I've watched it over the years. And people would say, well, so many years ago a storm came through and our house was leveled and we barely escaped. But you look there and the house has been rebuilt and there is a comfort in their voice and on their face because they said, but God has helped us through it and the Lord has made a way for us and we're here. And they look and said, man, I've been through that. I would say that there are plenty of you today that would say, Brother Goodman, there's been some storms that I've been through. Amen. Maybe I've got some scars I can show you. Maybe there's some stories I can tell you. But the truth is, no matter how hard the storm was, God was always with me. We're reading the book of Job this morning, and I'll try to focus here. You know, you preach at a new place and you got so much to say. You know, you preach and pastor for years, they heard about everything you got to say. And you try to be selective, Brother Parker, so that you won't repeat yourself too much. But this morning I believe there are people of God in this house. Long to be touched of Him this morning. Long to have His presence move in their lives and challenge them and encourage them. And this morning we stand at that place. The book of Job chapter number 1 and verse 12. The Lord said unto Satan, behold, all that he hath is in thy power. Only upon him put not forth thine hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. And for time's sake, I won't read all of this, but what happened, it tells how that the devil came against Job. He took his cattle, his oxen, his livestock. He took a big storm came and wiped out the eldest son's house, and all the children of Job were there and they were killed. One messenger after the other came and stood before Job and said, Job, it's bad news. Job, there is no good news today. Because your cattle are gone. All you have has been gone. It's devastated. Your children are dead. No doubt as Job ripped his clothes. A man in mourning and sorrow and devastation. Took a look at his wife. A man not understanding everything. But can I tell you, Job never turned his back on God this morning. He never gave up. He never threw in the towel. Because he said, this is a storm like I've never seen before. But God is faithful. Hallelujah. He said, I came into this world without anything, and I will go out without anything. You see, it's in our perspective today. What do you consider when you go through the storm? I'll say, let's consider who it is that is with us today, and His name is Jesus. We look in the book of John, chapter number 11. Job 42, I'll just touch this. Job 42, God blessed Job. He brought him through. Job had twice as much as he had before the storm. Amen. John chapter number 11. Hallelujah. It's a story of, I believe, a storm that Jesus Himself was in along with Mary and Martha. We look in John 11, 1, and now a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. And it was of Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore his sister said unto him, saying, Lord, behold him who thou lovest is sick. And when Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. Verse 17, then when Jesus came, he found that he had lain in the grave 4 days already. Now Bethany was nigh unto Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off. And many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she had heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary was still in the house. And then Martha said unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. But Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection of the last day. But Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Hallelujah. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Can I tell you, here they were, Mary, Martha, in the midst of the storm. How many times have we preached that Jesus heard that Lazarus was sick and he was called, come and pray quick, Jesus. We don't want my brother to die. But Jesus waited. And he told the disciples, it's about God getting the glory for what's going on here. Doesn't matter to God if you're dead or you're alive or you're laying there sick. God will do whatever he feels and he'll raise you up. But it was a teaching process. It was a storm for Mary and Martha. Amen. I'd rather not go through the storm. But you know, when I have gone through storms and I got to the other side and I learned what God was teaching me and my faith had been increased, I said, thank God. Lord, I'm not anxious for more storms, but I can look back and see what God had in mind. Can I tell you this morning, God has your best in mind. There's not a problem you face. There's not a difficult time that you encounter, but God's going to keep you and help you. Amen. I know that there are people in life you've talked to and they're bitter and they're angry and they're saying, why did this happen and what's going on and why me, Lord, why me? But I'm here to tell you, you know, we can't control what people do. You know that. Crime rates are high. People are living sinful lives. You can't control them. But there's a God in heaven that takes things that would seem so bad, that would dare to destroy your life and totally ruin you. And the Lord Jesus Christ will step in that place and he will say, look, I am here. It may look bad. Lazarus is in the tomb 4 days. Oh, he's probably stinking by now. But Jesus said, that's the key. Jesus said, he shall live. He's not dead. Come on now. I wish somebody would get a hold of this. Though the storms get heavy and the clouds roll in and the rain pours out upon you and troubles all around you, all you need is Jesus to step in the midst of the storm in this hour. Hallelujah. Let the Lord step in. Let him turn the tide. Let him show you. And Jesus went through this process with them. And it said he loved them dearly. He loved them. If you had the power not to let him die and not to let Mary and Martha go through what they went through, his flesh was wanting to step in. But it was God's will that Jesus always did. And so he waited. And as he walked there and he said, where have you laid him? And of course Martha came out. Mary, Jesus, where have you been? You knew he was sick. Where are you at? Have you ever been there? Have you ever knelt beside your bed? Have you ever been in the hospital hallway and you beat on the wall and said, God, where are you? Stand by that casket and said, God, what is going on? Where are you, Lord? He said, I'm here. I'm here. I'm here to tell you, Jesus loved them. He said, where have you laid him? And the Bible says, Jesus wept. That's better known as the shortest verse in the Bible, but there's more power in that than maybe the longest one.
Because when Jesus Christ has been touched to the point that he sheds tears over what you're going through, I would say hell better watch out. Because when Jesus Christ steps out in his power and his authority and he rebukes death and he brings life again in the midst of the storm, that's where God is today. Roll away the stone. Oh, but Lord, you don't understand. He's dead. He's been in there. Roll away the stone. Oh, thank God. Can I tell you, some of you are in the midst of the storm. Some of you feel like you're buried. Some of you feel like there's no hope. Some of you look out there and the night is dark, and they're darker than they've ever been. The sun comes up, but it doesn't bring any hope to you. Can I tell you this morning, there is a God in heaven that lets you know the storm may reach you, but you must abide under the shadow of Almighty God. And death. And Jesus stepped up and prayed those prayers, or that prayer that said, Lord, help these people believe. Help them take a hold of this. Help them to pay attention to what's going on. Amen. It's amazing to me, amen, that you can be in an event and something starts happening unexpectedly, and people say, man, did you see that? Wow, look at that. Oh. There'd be somebody else just sitting over there, not even know what's going on. And a lot of people walk through the storms of life and they never glean one ounce of value out of it. They never learn one thing. Huh? I've seen a few children like that. I mean, it seemed like that their skulls are about that thick. But repetitive. Let me show you again. Let me show you again. Let me show you again. And God and our Heavenly Father, if we don't learn, if we don't trust Him, and if we don't believe Him, He may take us through some more. He may take us down that road. We may face some difficult time. Amen. If I had good needs, I'd be on my knees this morning at this point telling you, but the difference is we can say, dear God, here we are. We are humbly bowing before you, and our lives are in your hands. And God, whatever you want to do. I said, God, whatever you want to do with my life, here I am, Lord. You see, the resurrection was in Christ, and He was the resurrection and the life. And Mary and Martha said, well, we know He's going to rise again, but Jesus said, now's the time. And the stone was rolled back, and He prayed that prayer, and then He said, Lazarus, come forth. Hallelujah. You know what I like about Jesus? Because when we're in the midst of that storm, and He calls my name, that lets me know I'm on my way out. That lets me know that no matter how stormy it may be, amen, the Lord's going to lead me out. You hear me now? Amen. There's a situation, amen, that I went through several years ago, and I was seeking God's will in a matter, and my friend, it was pressing. It was heavy. And I said, Lord, you know, what is this? Which direction? What do you want me to do? Amen. It was very perplexing, but as I prayed and trusted God, it was like the storm was around me, and all of a sudden, the Lord spoke, and it was just a peace. You know, I didn't get everything right then, but it was a matter of days or months. And it reminds me of those storms. Even that tornado that's twisting. In the center of it, there's a calm. That hurricane, in that eye of that hurricane, though it is twirling, and we do get those in Texas some too, there's a peace in the midst of the eye of that storm. And I believe that day when God spoke to me, I was in the eye of that storm. You see, I had to go out on the other side, and going out, yeah, there were some difficult things we worked through, but God helped us. But the answer was, when I came out of the eye of that storm, I knew that there was a God holding my hand, and no matter how difficult it was, He got me from where I was to where He needed me to be. Oh, thank God, we can live for God today. We may be in the reach of the storm, but I want to abide in the shadow of the Almighty, because He is my God today. He is my strength. There may be a storm, but thank God there's an answer. There's a hope in the Lord today. There's a peace we have in Christ. Amen. A very popular message that has been preached so many times is found in the book of Mark, where the disciples were facing that great storm. And Jesus was asleep in the boat, and the disciples were calling out, "Look, Lord, here we are. Carest thou not that we perish?" And Jesus began to talk to them. He stood up. The waves were rolling. The wind was blowing. That old boat was tossing, and the water was coming in. If you've never been in a boat with water coming in, you don't know what kind of fear they were facing. My brothers, I guess since 85, he's pastored down in South Texas, Southeast. He pastored down around Beaumont. Now he's up just a little north of Houston. But when he lived in Beaumont, he had a man in his church that had a boat, and it was about a 21-foot boat, and it had a big, powerful motor on it. He'd only had it a few weeks, so he said, "Let's go out in my boat." And we're not talking on lake. We went out into the Gulf. "We're going to go out and see how far we can go." Well, we ended up 17 miles out in the Gulf, tied off to an oil platform, and so them guys started fishing out there. You know, and the smaller the boat, the easier it is to get seasick, I'll tell you that much. But you know that boat, you know there's some water coming in it, and time we got back, you know, I was pretty nervous. Amen. My brother went out in that boat with him a little later. And there was three of them. Brother Torbert. Some of y'all know Brother Torbert. And they were out in that boat, and it started leaking real bad. And they had buckets bailing out water. I think Brother Torbert was sick, and the man that owned the boat was sick. And my brother was trying to drive and bail water at the same time, trying to get back to shore. But you know, that's a fearful thing. I mean, of course, you have a life vest. You can swim. But I don't think I could swim 17 miles. But these disciples were scared, and I know they weren't that far away from land. But the storm was great, and it would have tossed them and buried them in that watery grave. But they cried out to the Father. They cried out to Jesus, and Jesus arose, and he rebuked the storm. Amen. And he said, you know, "Why are you so doubtful? You of little faith. Why do you feel this way? Why do you not trust? Amen. How is it, amen, that you have no faith?" And my friend, this morning, you may feel like those disciples felt that day. You may feel like your boat is sinking, and you may feel like that the events of your life have brought you to where you are. And by looking with your eye, you look down the road and it doesn't look much better. You don't see any promises. You don't see any change coming. You don't see any hope at all that's down there. But friend, we can take a hold because Jesus began to instruct him, even not only by his living, but through this encounter on the sea. Amen. That if they would only believe him, if they would only trust him. And today I believe if we will follow the Lord in obedience, in his word, in the path of this life that we follow. For the word of God lays it out very clearly that there are things in this life that will bring destruction. There are things in this life that will wear us out and tear us down. There are things in this old world, amen, that as a child of God, we must stay away from because they will bring hindrances to our lives today. You see, the storm's coming up out there. You don't get in your boat and you don't go out and ride in the storm. You don't do that. And when the climate of our society, where the increase of sin is on every hand and the morals of our nation are plunging headlong into the basement, God is looking for people that love Him, that will embrace the Word of God and live a righteous, holy life before Him, turning away from the works of the enemy, turning away from the works of the flesh that will pull them down and defile them. For I'm here to tell you today, amen, tragedy is a horrible thing. But sometimes men walk right into the face of tragedy. I know there are times that God allows it. But decisions that people make, and this morning, maybe God is talking to somebody in this house. You know how to live. You've heard the scripture. You know the truth of God's word. It's time to run to God, and it's time to walk in obedience to the Holy Scripture. Amen. I've never seen a man or a woman that God outside of the protection of the word of God that was able to make it. But the enemy came and he pulled them down and he stripped them of any hope they had, and they lied desperate and destitute on the floor of disappointment. You must stay in the Word. You must stay in the path. Walk uprightly before the Lord. Let God lead you unto victory. You see, the disciples heard the command of God, and we've heard His call. He's told us, you know, and I could go through this gospel, but it'd take me an hour or two, but He told them to live right. He told them to love the Lord thy God with all your heart. He told them to love your neighbor as yourself. Amen. He told them what? Preach this gospel. Go out and tell others. Spread this gospel. And what did Jesus say to those disciples that day he got in the boat? He said, we're going to the other side. Who said it? Jesus said it. Some of you have heard the Lord and He said, this is what I'm going to do for you. This is what I'm going to do in the church. This is what I'm going to bless you with. This is what I'm going to make a way for you with. And you know what? You take that promise. You've got it at an altar. You got it at a prayer closet somewhere. And you stood up and you said, the Lord is with me. And so every day you sought the Lord. And every day you carried on. Every day you trusted God. Amen. The story Brother Hupp told this morning about that prayer. Amen. And how true I believe it is. Amen. Had that dream or vision of what would happen to one of his loved ones. But he prayed and God let it not pass. He prayed and God kept him safe. Amen. That's happened in our lives. My wife and I remember when Andrew went to India. I wasn't jumping up and down for him to go, but he decided he was going. But the day he flew out, man, a burden hit us. And then my wife dropped to the floor in the dining room just. And we prayed and we prayed for days. It seemed like just, you know, whenever we were doing our work, we were praying. Amen. I think he was over there 10 days. I'm telling you what, I prayed more for India and Andrew in those 2 weeks. But he made it home safe. And there was another group from the school that went right after him. And it was right after that group got home that those terrorists struck. Right there. You see, God knows exactly what's going on. God knows exactly where you are. And if God gave you the promise, don't you think God's big enough to get you from here to where that hope is He's promised you? Don't you think God can keep your children safe? Don't you think God can protect your home? Don't you think God can make a way where there seemed to be no way? But you gotta stay in the boat. You gotta stay in the Word. You gotta stay in the truth of God and let God lead you to where He wants you to be. Hold on to Jesus and obey Him, for He will lead you all the way through. The storm arose, but Jesus was with them, wasn't He? And He's with you today. You say, oh, it's getting hard. It's getting difficult. Amen. I have folks come to church. They say, Pastor, it's getting hard. But you know, you can tell the ones that are pressing, Brother Jarvis. Amen. They'll hit those altars. Amen. They'll get down there and pray. Tears rolling down their face. Amen. I had a Catholic boy get saved. Oh, it's been a couple of years ago. And the Lord filled him with the Holy Ghost. And I mean, it's just a total turnaround. The other day, the Lord was starting to move in the service a little bit. And I looked up and there's a man shouting down the aisle. He's about, I don't know, 40. Amen. Shouting down the aisle down here. What? He wasn't raised in Pentecost. He was Catholic. But when he got saved and the Holy Ghost set him up. Amen. He comes and said, you know, there's struggles at work, Brother Goodwin. Amen. He's a manager and works around. Amen. In construction. But you know, God has helped him. God has brought him through. He'll get down to that altar. Those tears will pour out of his eyes. Amen. He'll just get down there and get in. But you know what? He gets up and says, thank God, I feel better. And friend, that's whatever it takes. You stay on the altar. You stay in that bedroom on the floor. You stay in that place with God, because I said God is with you. And though it may get out of control, can you speak the name Jesus? I'm here to tell you, when he hears that voice, when he hears his children call, he will arise. And it doesn't matter what the devil tries to do, you're going through in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, thank God. What a powerful experience you and I can have. Can I tell you, fear brings chaos. Amen. Those disciples were stirring around in that boat. They're about to turn it over themselves. But Jesus will calm you. Come on now. Oh, I got to hurry. I was at a wedding rehearsal a few years ago, and it was out in the country, close to Louisiana. So you got some most, hope you know anybody from Louisiana here. Bless your heart, sister. But this Louisiana boy, he hadn't messed much with a gun, and he had a gun he brought in, and he was showing it off. A lot of people had already left, but there were some milling around there in the fellowship hall, and it had ceramic floors, and that's the best ceramic floor ever made, because he was trying to disassemble that .40 caliber, and he didn't know a bullet was still in there. We tried to pull the top off. He said, you pull that trigger when it's empty and it comes off easier. Well, that gun went off. Thank God it had a hollow point in it where when it hit that floor, it just shattered. Amen, in little pieces, and not a solid bullet. But it hit a guy's foot, and he still got a little shrapnel on his foot. And my nephew, it grazed his foot. And that was it. But thank God, it could have been a lot worse. There were, everything seemed to be just okay, and all of a sudden things were in total chaos, and there was trouble all around. Amen. And I was down the hall in the office with some of my family, and all of a sudden somebody come down there crying and say, the gun went off. Amen. So and so has been shot. My Lord. We jumped up. I wasn't wanting to go see how bad it was, but I had to. Start out that hall. About that time, another girl was coming, and she was just... And the boy that was supposed to be shot, his grandma was right there. And man, fear struck her face. What's going on? And I said, well, they said he's been shot. And she went, man, we started praying and going down that hallway. Got in there, and the guy that's been shot in the foot was laying on the ground. And we started checking him out, and we got him up. But it wasn't as bad as we thought it was. Her grandson got grazed in the foot, and he thought he was dying, but he wasn't. There's a Band-Aid patch is all he needed. How many of you know sometimes you get hit, you think you're going down? Sometimes the devil comes in and does something. You say, oh no, I can't make it. But can I tell you, you can make it, because God is with you, and God will help you, and God will make a way for you. I said fear brings chaos. There was chaos in that church that day. Amen. But thank God, next day the wedding went off real good. Amen. Later on, there's a man in my church. He had been a jailer and worked around guns. His son's a deputy sheriff. And he said, I saw that guy get that gun out of that car. And he said, I left. I said, thanks a lot, man. You could have stopped him in the parking lot and said, let me tell you, son, he's about 22. This guy was had the gun. Let me tell you, son, you don't need to take a gun into church. Just leave it out here. That's a whole nother sermon in itself. I'll leave that one alone. But the storm is there. And the thing is, I'm here to tell you that the devil wants to bring fear to you, because when fear gets on you, what am I going to do? What am I going to say? How's it going to happen? What's it going to do? Oh no. And you just suddenly throw your hands and say, no way, I can't do it. I got to hurry. Amen. You get to that point of saying, I just can't do it. You see, when we're faced with difficulty, the storm is going to try your faith. But trust in the Lord. The foundation of the Lord standeth sure. Get on the foundation. Get on the Word of God. Trust and obey Him. Act on His command. And believe God will do what He said He'll do for you. Write it down. Saints of God will attest to the fact that God will bring you through. Sometimes you stand alone, but you stand alone, God will be with you. We must do what God has told us to do, because it'll try our faith. And then It'll try our endurance and test us. Amen. Psalms 23, and I don't have time to go through this, but you know how rich Psalms 23 is? It's the same. We only read it when somebody's passed away or somebody's laid up in the hospital bed. You read that. You read that. He causes you to lie down in green pastures. They're beside the waters. The waters, you know what that is? That's the Holy Spirit of God. Lie down by the water. He'll minister to you. I mean, He anoints your head with oil. Do you know what the anointing was? Do you know what the power of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost that comes down? Do you know what that is? And I like this. He prepares a table before me in the midst of my storm. Well, I know it says in the midst of my enemies. But how many of you know when your enemy's around, it's a storm? There is a table. Sit down. Hallelujah. Let Him bless you. Let Him encourage you. Amen. I'll leave that. You read it this afternoon if you have time. But can I tell you, He'll test your endurance. I'll say, church, it's time to run on. Amen. Paul said, I've fought a good fight. Amen. I've finished my course. And friend, if we'll run on. Amen. Trust in God. Hallelujah. What do those runners do? They get rebuilt. Amen. They drink that Gatorade or whatever it is. Amen. That they're drinking in to replenish, amen, the cells of their muscles, and they move on, and they fight on. Well, thank God, there's nothing like a good time praying through. There's nothing like a trip to the altar to get you stirred up and replenished, because the enemy's out there. The devil wants to destroy you, but I got news for you. Greater is He that's in us than he that's in the world. Run on, church. Run on, because God will give you the victory in this hour. This storm will pass. And then that storm will intensify in the end. And I believe we're living in these last days. And things aren't getting any better before the Lord comes. But the Lord's going to keep us nevertheless. We're protected by the blood, enabled by the Spirit. Amen. And one day we're going to be called away. Is anybody in London, Kentucky? Amen. In First Pentecostal Church looking for the rapture? Anybody in this house looking for the Lord to come? Anybody got a hope inside of them? Like Peter said, it's a lively hope. It's not buried. It's not cast aside. But I live in the hope of Jesus. I live in His return. He's coming. Amen. The storm may rage. The storm may threaten us and surround us. But thank God there is a place beside Him. I said there's a place beside God. I said there's a place beside God. Tell the devil today that you're covered by the blood. Tell the devil today that you've given your heart to Jesus, and the Lord's going to make a way for you. I'm getting through this because God is with me. Amen. I can tell you this morning, I can tell you today that difficult times come, and people are tried and people are tested, and people go through hard situations. Amen. But somebody said, and I have no idea who it is. They said tough times don't last, but tough people do. And we say that tough, T-O-U-G-H. Can I say that would represent people that are blood-bought, full of the Spirit of God, have their faith totally in the Lord? Can I tell you, the Lord didn't say, you know, get on out there. I'm here. No, He said, lo, I'm with you always. Don't fear. Don't back up. Don't say, oh God, I can't make it. But you can make it in the name of the Lord. If I could have the musicians come. Amen. You see, we're in the reach of the storm, church. We're in that place where the enemy, amen, can come against us. Amen. But he that abideth in the shadow of the Lord, he that abideth in the hand of Almighty God, he is my God. He is my fortress. He is my help. Amen. I remember, amen, hearing a little story on Adventures in Odyssey when my kids were little. Man, that's all we did. We listened to Adventure in Odyssey, and Adventure in Odyssey. It was a story of a little girl that was in an orphanage. And of course, you know, Grandfather Witt went to see her. Focus on the family. But Grandfather Witt went to see her. And this little girl was having bad dreams. And she'd get so scared. She'd cry, and she was curled up on her bed. But Witt said, when you wake up now, Susie, I want you to say, go away, bad dream, boot. Go away, bad dream. Boo. You say, what did that have to do with it? She was taking control of that. She was taking control of that. And I know there's nothing spiritual about saying, go away, bad dream, boo. But hopefully you can catch a hold of what I'm saying. That when we face difficulties and we face the storms in life, we can stand on the power of God and the authority of His Word and say, go away in Jesus' name. Go away in Jesus' name. I plead the blood. I stand on the Word of God. I'm here to tell you, it's not going to be an easy path from here to heaven. And I'm not a doom and gloom preacher, but I'll preach to you that the blood of Jesus is real and the covering is real and the power of the Holy Ghost is real. And if you'll stay in God, God will get you there. If you'll stay in His hand, He'll make a way. Amen. But Brother Goodwin, the storm is bigger than I've ever seen. Can I tell you, on the other hand, my God is bigger and He will rise to meet the challenge. How big is your God? Well, how big do you need Him to be this morning? Hallelujah. Let's stand together. Father, I thank You this morning for the power of the Word, for the promise of Your Scripture. I thank You for the faith of God's people this morning. And I thank You, Lord, for the power of the Holy Ghost that moves in the lives of the believers. I thank You, Lord, that You love whosoever will. And I pray this morning, if there's one here that doesn't know You, God, maybe one that's tormented and tossed and challenged by this whole world, Father, they would arise this morning and say, I need a Savior. I need a Lord. I need help today. Meet them, dear Father. In Jesus' name, amen. With heads bowed and eyes closed, and I don't want to take too much liberty, Brother Jarvis, but I want to ask you today, if you don't know the Lord this morning, and you'd say, Brother, I need God. I need God. It's worse than I've ever seen in my life. Slip your hand up right back down. Pray for me, Brother. I need God this morning. Come on now. Come on. Realize where you are today. Realize the path you're on. Realize the storm that's building in your life. I need God today. I need salvation, yes. God, help this man today. Anyone else? Slip your hand up. I need God. I need the Lord this morning. It's tough. It's tough. All right, I want to ask you, church, saints of God, today you'd say, Brother Goodwin, there's some things that have been going on in my life. There's some challenges. There's a storm that's brewing. Maybe it's about you. Maybe it's about your family. Maybe it's about one of your friends. But you said, I'm really burdened. And this morning, I want to pray that God will step up in the boat and that He'll calm the storm. Can you slip your hand up and say, I have a need today. I have a need. Come on now. I want God to help me. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to ask you if we could gather around the front and pray this morning. If you raise your hand for salvation, would you come? Others, could we come and just stand? Come on. And let's pray. Let's believe God this morning that He would do a special work in our lives today. That's right, if you would. Let's just come. Let's believe God this morning. Hallelujah. Oh, thank God. Let's come and lift our hands up. Amen. You know where you are this morning. You know the challenge. You know the struggle. Hallelujah. I said God is able to make it happen this morning. He's able to calm the storm. He's able to help you in the midst of your trouble today. Hallelujah. Because He will raise you up. Oh, that's it. Get your hands up. Let's believe Him. Oh, God, have Your way. Lord, have Your way right now. Move in us right now, dear Lord. We believe You, Father. We believe You, Father. Oh, we need Your touch, Lord. We need Your hand to move upon us. We need the work of God to be seen in our lives today. Hallelujah. Oh, God, in the midst of that storm, surround us, dear.